This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Through a new unit in the Denver District Attorney's Office, those who believe they've been falsely convicted of a crime can now apply to have their case reviewed. The Conviction Review Unit launched this month. It will work with defense counsels to investigate applicants' claims, clemency applications from the governor's office, and requests for review of long sentences will also be accepted. Family members can also apply on behalf of an inmate. Colorado's utility regulators say they approve of Xcel Energy's plan to close its newest coal-fired generator by 2031. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports that's nearly 40 years earlier than its expected shelf life.
Xcel Energy had planned to close the plant in Pueblo by 2035, but the Colorado Public Utilities Commission asked the company to reconsider after models showed it would be cheaper and better for the environment to close it even earlier. On Friday, they voted on an updated proposal to close it by 2031. Commissioner Megan Gilman says it's a logical decision.
I understand people still have opinions about it, and we could probably fight down to the day, but I think really important progress has been made here.
Once a written decision is approved, it would officially give Xcel a deadline for how much longer it can burn coal in Colorado. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The big black bug is back at the May Natural History Museum south of Colorado Springs. It's a statue of one of the world's largest beetles, and it stood on the side of State Highway 115 for more than 60 years. It was removed this spring for professional restoration. According to KOAA, the 10-by-16-foot insect known as Herkimer now has new metal parts, fiberglass, and paint. Colorado Springs tops out in the low 90s today. Pueblo and Denver will hit the upper 90s and stay clear this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.